Oasis Audio presents Dawn's Prelude by Tracy Peterson. Read for you by Sherry Berger.
Kansas City, Missouri, early April, 1870. I have no intention of Lydia inheriting any of Father's money, Mitchell Gray announced. She's nothing to this family, an outsider imposed upon us after the death of our mother. She's entitled to nothing.
Hush, his younger sister Evie replied. She's just in the next room.
Sitting alone in the formal parlor that had displayed her husband's closed coffin only hours earlier, Lydia Gray rocked quietly. She allowed the hatred of his grown children to wash over her and numb any concerns or fears she might have otherwise given credence. With exception to Evie, they had hated her from the first moment she'd entered their home. Not that Lydia could blame them. She'd hated nearly everything about her 12 years of marriage to Floyd Gray. Nothing would change their feelings now. And so she rocked.
I'm only 28, she reasoned. 28 years old, and nearly half of those years had been spent in an abusive marriage to a man who treated his horses better than he'd treated his wife. His second wife.
Lydia glanced up at the portrait of the children's mother. The oil painting had been commissioned at Charlotte Gray's request for her husband's Christmas gift in 1858. After presenting it to him in the morning, Charlotte promptly excused herself from the family's revelry and leaped to her...